What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, pretty good, Muhammad. How are you good?
Pretty good.
You updated us on how things are going in the off-season program there for you?
I think it's going great. I feel like we're doing a lot of great things out there. Got a lot of guys showing up, competing, and putting a lot of great work in. So I think we're doing well so far.
Comfortable for you being your second year here?
Oh, yeah, very comfortable. Just out there embracing my role, trying to be a leader, show the guys coming in. You know how we do things around here.
What's the next individual goal for you? I mean, coming off career high in catches, like you mentioned, comfort now in your second year.
Just keep building, keep getting better, keep progressing. You know, not taking any steps back, and just keep building my role as a leader, as a player, on and off the field. Just keep embracing everything.
Do you feel more comfortable in terms of the leadership role and being able to embrace that? I guess first year in a new place, I don't know if that's something that you can fully embrace, but now that you have that year under your belt, you feel even more comfortable in that role?
Most definitely. I feel like a lot of guys look to me to be the energy, be that guy that gets everything going. So, I embrace it and I take full advantage of it, and, I take it both horns and just go.
How has you all, I guess the meetings have been limited. I know they can't work with you yet, but tell us about your impressions of the new offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian.
Mm-hmm. Sarkis is awesome. He's coming in and he's adding a lot of his offense in with the mixture of, the offense we had in the past, and everything's just coming out smooth. Seems like him and Matt gel well, and everybody else in the offense gel well with him. So, I'm excited to get out on the field and just see how we operate as offense.
What's that mixture like of what he's trying to put his sprinkling in on what was the number one offense in the league in scoring last year?
It's not many different wrinkles. It's just a piece of his system, and he's just adding it in, and we're just keeping the ball rolling.
What was your Rutgers deal like? Were you home for the draft, or what was that? We saw a little bit on the internet, some hanging out up at Rutgers and.
During the draft?
Spring
was cool. It was awesome. I got to interact with the kids and being around Duran. Just got to kick it like old times, and we had a good time out there. Pretty good turnout, and the kids looked like they had fun.
And it was wild being a part of, but looking back on last season, what you guys accomplished as an offense, what was the key? Like, what did you take away when you kind of look back at everything you guys were able to do in terms of production and everything?
I felt like it was how tight we were. We were all so close to each other. We didn't want to let the other person down, so we made sure we were on our P's and Q's and dotted our T's and crossed our I's to make sure. I mean, dotted our I's and crossed our T's to make sure we were on our assignment because, if I miss my block, Freeze not going to be able to break through and get that long touchdown run. Or if, I don't get my depth, Matt's not going to throw the ball right in the place at the right time. So it's just, those little things that, you did that extra to make sure you didn't let your brother down. So we were like really tight team.
You guys rewrote so many records last year. Do you feel like you can be better this year?
I think so. I mean, there's definitely room for improvement. I feel like we didn't, reach our full potential like we could have last year. And, that's what we intend to do this year, just keep growing. And you got to start back at, square one and keep building.
With all the rookies coming in, how do you explain that brotherhood to these new guys coming in, how different that might be to other football teams they've been on?
You just got to show them the way. Let them know there's a standard that we have around here, and you got to meet the standard for us to be the team we are.
We're going to obviously ask you a lot about the rookies going forward as we get to see them on the field. Are there any, young guys kind of coming in their second year, maybe third year, that you've seen that, you're kind of looking at as, okay, this is a guy who's going to make a jump, or he's looking really good so far?
I wouldn't say young guy. I would just say, Justin Hardy has been looking phenomenal right now. He's running great routes, catching the balls in the weight room, working his tail off. And, we push each other as a receiver group, but seeing the work he's putting in is great.
This is his
third year.
What was it like for you, that second year to third year jump? I mean, can you reflect back on that? Was that a season for you where
you made
an extra jump? Or?
Definitely. I mean, I remember from my second to third year, I think I went from like 400 yards to like 800 yards. So it's definitely a jump that can be made. And I feel like, he's ready for that jump. I mean, he's out there running heck of routes and catching the ball phenomenal, and he's lifting hard in the weight room.
What have you seen from Andre Roberts so far?
Dre's a baller, man. He came in hitting the ground running. I wasn't really surprised at all because, you know, I've seen Dre throughout the league make plays, so just seeing him in person, you get to really understand the type of player he is, and he's going to help us out tremendously.
Back to the rookies for a second. What advice would you give those guys coming in, not just the draft picks, the high draft picks, mid-low round, but the undrafted free agents? I mean, if you had to sit them all in a room and just tell them what it takes to be a professional, what it takes to make it, what would you say?
I'll just say, you know, this is what you do. You don't have to go to class anymore. You don't have to stay up studying or write papers. This is what you do. So put all that extra time that you're putting into school, put it into your craft, and perfect it so you can be great at it.
Hey, how I know Julio can't get out there yet, but how's he doing? And did he invite you to be in the video with him with the Migos?
Well, it was great. I talked to him another day. He's doing good. You know, he's attacking his rehab, and he's getting better daily. And it was only rude for Julio. He didn't invite us. But probably next time.